going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here we go, hour number 2 of 4. Yes, 4 today here on the Hoffman Show as we lead you into our NFL draft coverage tonight. I'd like to think we are your NFL draft coverage. It started. We're here. We are draft all show long. We just completed our final mock draft with the help of Linnell. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll enter the Take Command War Room. I'm going to give Logan 2 players and make him pick between the two. Maybe we'll do a little bit of that right now with our next guest, a man who is one of the most prolific mock drafters in all the land. He's also someone who, of course, you know very well. It's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Ben Standig, Commanders beat reporter for The Athletic, is with us. Ben, happy draft day, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Same to you. Thanks for having me on.
Always our pleasure. Appreciate your time on a busy day. And you, sir, always submit to the mock draft competition in the media, and you have done very well in that contest over the years. Before we get into who you selected for the Commanders and why and who you passed up at that, how do you go about putting together this mock draft every year? What are the things that you look for teams? Who are the kinds of people that you're talking to? Like, what's your process, as much as you can tell us?
Oh, boy. Well, let me think. Obviously, because of covering the NFL, you know, I come into all this pretty late. And I don't it's important to like look at film and stuff like that, just to like, if you know, you're covering the sport, the team, whatever, but I don't look at anything to be like, oh, I think this, you know, this receiver, you know, runs a great in route, or this pass rusher is slow to get off the line. I that doesn't matter for me. What matters is trying to get a feel for like what are the views out there from people who do the public stuff, the private stuff, and figure out where the sort of the consensus commonality kind of things come into play. I'm probably not describing it as accurately, but basically, like, you know, it's studying it enough to ultimately get it where it feels instinctive, I guess, to figure out what's going to happen. And also, like, just try to read between the lines. You know, obviously, as you know, like, so much of what gets put out there publicly is nonsense, not just even because people are like lying about this team has interested in this, or this guy is, you know, he's a rising talent. I mean, you know, it's a lot of agent garbage that some insiders are willing to, you know, carry water and that type of stuff. I mean, I hear some of it too, but I don't necessarily peddle in it. But in my head, I try to use it as, what does this really suggest? Is this something I'm being told that sounds real, or just something that's being, you know, that sounds kind of nonsensical? And look, you know, just in the last 24 hours with mock drafts, even, things change pretty dramatically. Into, you know, a couple guys are not even like mentioned in some national mock drafts who were being touted as top, you know, 15 picks for months because of whatever medical information or other things. So it can change on a dime, and to a certain degree, everybody is largely guessing. And then the last few days, it starts to crystallize a little bit.
I don't know
if what I said made any sense.
No, it does. Basically, the short version of what Ben said is he does enough film work and whatever football stuff on his own so that nobody can BS him, and he collects a lot of information. He's been doing it long enough to be able to sort through it, and then he aggregates that information into a mock draft, which I think is a very smart way to do it. Did I summarize that well enough for you?
Yeah, that was better. That was certainly better than what I was trying to articulate.
It's like you typed a prompt in like ChatGPT, and then I spit out the summarized version for you.
Well, also, you know how like it's sometimes easier to give advice to somebody else when you're just hearing it versus your own situation because you live it every minute.
Yes,
it's like that. Like I get in deep, but not so deep that like I can't see the forest through the trees anymore. Like I do a little bit maybe with Washington because that's obviously what I think about. But in general, it's like, no, I have a thought. This makes sense, and try to stay with that. Unless there's something real compelling reason, just not switch my mind over and over again because the world is saying X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. All right, so for Washington in your final mock draft, which is available, Ben, if I'm reading this correctly, on just your website. This is not an official post for The Athletic. This is at benstandig.com only.
Yeah, I mean, The Athletic doesn't need me putting up a round one mock draft. I mean, we've got other people for that, so... So, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah, so I basically for the Huddle Report contest, you have to put it somewhere.
Gotcha.
So I have my own website just
for the purpose of this. Okay.
So honestly, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so you have the Commanders at 29 taking Nick Skorton, the defensive end out of Texas A&M. I think he is absolutely someone who's going to have the Commanders tag. He's a very interesting prospect. He's got some real production in his past at Purdue, was asked to do some different stuff at Texas A&M after transferring. The sack production dropped, and we've, of course, heard a lot about the sack production of another Texas A&M and in Shamar Stewart. But I think what's interesting, Ben, is you still have Malachi Starks on the board with the Vikings taking him at 30 in a trade with Buffalo, who traded up to 24, which I think we just made that trade in our mock as well. Why did you ultimately decide Skorton at 29 with guys like Ezeraku and Stewart literally coming off the board in the previous two picks? Why take the leap on the next kind of bend down of pass rushers versus a guy in Malachi Starks who maybe is not as obvious of a fit, but I think a lot of people will have certainly ranked higher than Skorton?
Yeah, so to go back to your other question, like how do I process how do I do the mock draft? Like one thing I always do is I also go and do a full second round at least, because you got to see what's behind the first round in order to see where the fault lines are, you know, where the strengths, where the weaknesses are. Now, if the reality is, I would say the number one thing would be they want to trade down, right? That would be the number one thing. But I could just do that, but I've done that other times, but I didn't want to do that here. So I basically was like, look, I just think like if they're going to stay, you know, let's give them sort of the position I think they need the most. I actually think realistically, if they stay, it would make a lot of sense to not take an edge rusher because it is deeper with edge rushers than, say, corners and definitely offensive tackle if they wanted to go down that route. Those positions thin out a lot faster. So logically, it makes sense to say, to maximize value, skip edge at 29 and go backwards and take that later. And therefore, to your point, like a guy like Starks who could help, you know, give you an upgrade at safety would be good. And, you know, there's players at other positions, you know, Travion Henderson still on the board. I think he would make a lot of sense for Washington. He was sort of the alternate option for me. But I've just sort of stuck on Skorton this entire draft cycle. Once I sort of looked into him and, you know, figured out what he is, like you said, he really does sort of scream all the Commander vibes. And I just... again, to sort of go back to your question, I'm pretty good historically about taking my opinions out, and because I think this is a mistake a lot of people make. They study the players and then think, I know the player, so if I think this guy's good, therefore the team kind of should, and I'll put this guy here, even if that doesn't make sense. I'm not saying that Nick Skorton is the 29th best player or that he'll definitely go in the first round or anything, but in a year where everything is so chaotic and so... who knows what's going to happen, which is, again, I'm saying this is abnormal even for a draft. I've had a thought about this guy. I haven't wavered on it. I've noticed there's finally been more momentum lately in terms of people starting to recognize that he's a name that should be getting more conversation than he had been. So I just kind of stuck with my guns to a degree. Like I said, I mean, I'm the one who made the first right with Matt and Mock. I could have just had Donovan Azaraku slip back one spot. It would have been a fine pick. I think he's easily, you know, he's one of the two or three guys I think I would have, you know, the best odds, I would say, you know, if he's there, it would make a ton of sense. But, you know, I tried to be true to the board, and if he was gone, then I just felt like, if, you know, if I'm not going to have them trade down, I just liked what Skorton offered, and it just seemed to make a ton of sense. But, yeah, Starks would be fine. Josh Connerly, who I have slipping into the second round, the tackle from Oregon, you know, I think that would be another way to help Jaden Daniels. So I think all these things are possible, but I've just liked Skorton the whole time, and I just sort of decided to stick with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Ben Standig with us here on The Hoffman Show. Of course, you can read him at The Athletic and check out this mock draft at benstandig.com. And then Ben certainly hopes at the top of the national mock draft contest that they'll grade out by the end of the night. First round mock, who gets the most players right and how many bonus points for getting them to the right team. I'd be curious to double click kind of on Starks, but just conceptually on Starks here, Ben. Is there a position that you would be surprised that they took a player at outside of quarterback, long snapper, kicker, or punter? So in other words, if they take a safety, if they take a linebacker, let's say Jihad Campbell falls, which he does in your mock draft as well, and I'm starting to see that a little bit more, would you be surprised if they went in a not edge, corner, wide receiver, running back, these positions that everyone's tagging them with direction?
Honestly, no. I mean, look, I think they've got to come away with this draft with help to say, at the edge in particular, they've got to get younger, they got to get more athletic. You know, I think offense could still use another guy, a playmaker, somebody with more speed, you know, give them a chance to make some bigger plays, things like that. But, you know, we saw them be willing to take sort of the best player available last year when they took Johnny Newton in the second round. And I kind of feel like they're in that boat again. Like I'm not saying that every position is like ready to go and like this is a great group, but they have enough pretty much across the board at every spot to be like, all right, if you know, you can't address all your needs, and if we can't address our need at this position, you know, they have enough. But they can simultaneously almost everywhere get better. Like, it's not even for much debate, in my opinion. Even if you said a receiver, hey, you got McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Noah Brown, that should be good enough. All right, but, like, you know, Samuel and Noah Brown are both free agents after this year. So, like, what's the plan after that? You know, it isn't just the draft. It's obviously about short term, but also the long term. So no, honestly, really nothing would surprise me. But again, I think with only five picks, if that's the way they end up, if Peters doesn't get more, you know, I think you got to figure out a way to get some edge help, and then corner, receiver, running back, offensive line, like those would be the ones I would say next that, like, you know, if you're going more need, that they should look at.
So on the offensive line, the Brandon Coleman to guard talk doesn't seem to have died, even though Dan Quinn told you guys at the NFC coaches breakfast that he's going to play right tackle. As you've been, you know, asking around more, do you think that is, like, is Brandon Coleman at right tackle the plan long term, or is it the plan for now? Because up to this point, they haven't had the, let's say, Josh Connerly or whoever falls to them, and they're like, that's the best player on our board, we're going to take him, he's going to play right tackle, Coleman kicks inside. Or should we be looking at this as like, no, Coleman's really the right tackle, and if they're going to look at O-line, it's probably going to be on the interior?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I mean, I think Coleman is enough of, you know, there's not enough body of work, I think, to say he's anything. I mean, there were a lot of people who, coming into the draft, his draft, thought he was a guard. I mean, when they took him to be the tackle, I mean, I would kind of almost bet that was like the underdog position around the league, as opposed to saying he's definitely a right tackle or definitely a tackle and they're going to play him a guard. So, you know, look, Nick Allegretti, after this season, is he going to be is he back? I don't know. He signed a 3-year deal. Oftentimes that last year, you know, kind of goes away. So they may be needing in position for guard by next year. And if they think there's somebody there at 29 that can do that, and then they leave Coleman at right tackle, sure, go ahead. I mean, it's the same. It's either, like, I don't want to say Coleman's spot is just up for grabs, but, you know, it's only year two. If they just said, hey, we found a tackle, we're going here, Coleman, you're going to go inside. Or, hey, we really like, whatever, Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama, or, you know, if there's somebody else there, you know, on day two or whatever, that they think could play guard, then leave Coleman at tackle. I don't think, he looks like he's an interesting, good player. I think we saw that last year, but, you know, needs some more work. And now it's just a matter of how else do they kind of figure that out. But, you know, tackles is more valuable, but guards get paid a lot of money too these days. So I don't think it would be crazy either way.
Yeah, totally. It also depends on the quarterback. I think that I'm trying to remember which one's which. But like Tom Brady was always like, actually, no, I think it was Brady on the inside was always like, hey, like, make sure that I'm protected up front. If it's coming off the edge, I'll deal with it. And then Mahomes, I think, kind of realized I'm the opposite. I need tackles. You guys need to figure out this tackle thing, because if it's up front and interior, I can see it. And if I can see it, I'm mobile enough to get the hell out of the way. And I kind of wonder how they're figuring that out with Jaden Daniels and this offense, how Bobby Johnson, how Cliff Kingsbury. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. Real quick, a couple more questions for Ben Standig, based off his final mock draft, things he's hearing as we prepare for the first round of the draft tonight. Of course, coverage here on the Team 980 starts, it's kind of underway, but officially it starts at 8. You have Kelvin Banks going 6 to the Raiders. That has gained a ton of steam over the last 24 to 48 hours. I talked to someone this morning, Ben, with another team that was like, I don't understand how that dude's not a top 5 pick in this draft. Loves him. What's changed with Kelvin Banks here where he is all of a sudden a top 10 pick in the minds of a lot of very plugged in people?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, you know, whenever we hear about somebody rising up the boards, that is 95% of the time total garbage. It's just the public is catching up with what the team's already thinking. But by public, I include the national draft analysts that we talk about all the time and follow and so on. Like, you know, they're one or two people, and the NFL has, you know, scores of scouts and others who've not only been, you know, they get all the inside access, they've been studying these players forever. So they have a better feel. And, you know, so much of the conversation that we all have, frankly, shaped by the Kuipers and the McShays and the Dane Bruglers, right? I mean, if they just completely reversed it and said X about a certain player, that would become part of the conversation. And at least if you go into studying on your own, you're starting with that premise, right? So in the case of Banks, you know, early on, like, there was a lot of talk about, hey, some people think he's a guard. I think Dane, who does a great job for us, but I think Dane has him as a guard for us. So if you're viewing him as a guard, then thinking, well, wait, this guy could be a top 10 pick as a left tackle, that doesn't seem right. I mean, even Brandon Scherff, who had to switch to guard immediately, was being viewed as a right tackle. It wasn't being viewed as a left. So I don't think everybody was looking at Banks in that regard. Specifically for the Raiders, like, you're right, Banks has been a bit of a different story here. Like, I've been looking at, I know Ashton Gentry, the running back from Boise State, has been mentioned a lot. I constantly thought, nah, it made more sense to me to go offensive tackle and the kid Membu from
Missouri.
Missouri, yeah, sorry. You know, he made more sense to me. Now, when you start to hear, well, there's, you know, like Daniel Jeremiah saw made some point about how Banks played at Texas for Steve Sarkisian. Steve Sarkisian and Pete Carroll are tight. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so at that point, like, it's the little details like that that could make a difference. But, like, I've been sort of on the tackle aspect, and now it's just a matter of, like, which one. And Banks have been, like, for me, typically he's been sort of, like, mid to late teens. But, again, that's because if you're telling me he's more of a guard, well, then that would make more sense. But if you think, hey, he's legit left tackle, well, then that's a whole different story. And, you know, it is very, very hard to find offensive linemen these days. So I'm not surprised that if he's being viewed as a left tackle, he's going higher. But again, that's where the difference between just the public is catching up to what the teams actually think.
Last guy I'll ask you about, Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan, seems like he was a top 10 pick for most of the process. Now, as the information seems to catch up, he is falling dramatically down boards. Is there a chance he's available for Washington at 29?
Well, I mean, you know, again, to go back to, I think, Daniel Jeremiah and maybe somebody else, like, they didn't even have him in the first round, ultimately, which is, you know, you've got to be being told something. I mean, you know, like you said, Will Johnson was being touted. I always forget that Travis Hunter is an actual human being and not just some video game figure we think about. So he's the top corner, but of the normal people, Will Johnson's often been mentioned as the top corner, with Miami being sort of a destination spot or certainly not getting out of the top, you know, 20. And now he's out of the first round for some people. That's something's up. Now, the fact that he was dealing with injuries, he didn't do much of anything during most of this offseason, but he did do a private workout recently, but he skipped the 40. And I think that raised a lot of questions. Like, well, wait a minute. Are you afraid to show what your actual speed is? Is there concerns, you know, with your injury? Like, what's going on here? And, you know, he's had a lot of injuries in his career. I think that's probably been the biggest question for him. So, you know, if it's true that he's going to fall possibly even out of the first round, I mean, I guess then, A, he could be there for Washington, but then it's like, well, what is going on here? You know, if enough teams are really questioning the medicals, then, you know, I don't know why Washington would necessarily be an outlier. But, you know, look, I mean, he obviously is a good player, and sometimes these things are a mistake. You know, John Allen was supposed to be like a top five pick. He slid all the way to Washington at 17 because there were questions about his shoulders, and, you know, he's had some injuries when he was here, but that wasn't the issue. So
right.
These things are not always accurate. You know, Montez Sweat's another one, right? He slipped from top 10 all the way to the late first round because of questions about a possible heart issue, and, you know, well, as far as we know, and good if it's true, he's had no issues. So you never know where these things go. Sometimes it's nonsense and sometimes it's true. And, you know, Washington's going to have to do their homework. Hopefully they already have to figure out what makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing I'll say, too, about Washington in this scenario, one, obviously 29 is a very different gamble than 13 or 12 or whatever. The lower you are, the less of a risk it is. And also, when your head coach and general manager have the job security that Quinn and Peters have, you can take that kind of risk, in part because you can be more conservative with how you use the guy. If Will Johnson needs to take the first half of next year to get acclimated and either be on PUP or, you know, work very slowly in, like, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters aren't being judged off of the first half of next year for their long-term futures job-wise. So that is something to keep in mind. There are always competing factors here. As Ben, I'm sure you hear all kinds of silly stuff during this time of year from agents, teams, et cetera. So appreciate you sharing as much as you can with us here. Anything else people should be looking for you beyond just working The Athletic tonight? You got a podcast. What should people look for from Ben Standing this weekend?
A lot of coffee drinking would be my guess.
That sounds about right. That's a normal day for you, though, Ben. You do drink a lot of coffee.
You know, writing, talking, all that fun stuff. I mean, look, I enjoy the draft process. I mean, it can be maddening for sure, but I enjoy the roster building aspect and what's the logic by what teams do or not. So, if you want to see me, you know, smile, this is about as good a time as any.
It's a fun time of year. Ben Standing, everybody, with us. Read his work at The Athletic and check out the Last Man Standing podcast. Ben, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Craig. See you.
All right, when we get back, It is Thursday at 5:30, and even though it's draft day, most of our content in the last week has been on the NFL draft, so it feels like a good time for a special NFL draft edition of Never Read the Comments. So we'll do Never Read the Comments next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.